Well, finally, trading glitch at Everbright Securities here in China has prompted the China Financial Futures Exchange to impose restrictions on the company's ability to establish fresh stock index futures throughout this Tuesday. But at the same time, the China Securities Regulatory Commission says it's launching a formal investigation into the case. In addition, Everbright has been banned by the Shanghai Securities Authorities for conducting proprietary stock trades on the spot market for 3 months. Everbright's also gone on record vowing any profits yielded from the massive index shorting on Friday will be dealt with legally. Last Friday, Everbright Securities placed buy orders worth some 23 billion yuan due to an alleged system error. This saw the Shanghai Stock Exchange increase by well over 5% in the intraday trading before giving up all the gains. Well, for more on this issue, we're joined live now by Mark Hughes, the Executive Business Editor of the China Daily. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, in their news conference, Everbright claimed that this whole situation was a trading glitch. The CSRC, they're saying it was a human error, could have been the cause. Some people are not confident, however, that this wasn't just a move to create some sort of profits. Now, what's your take on this? And do you think, you know, has there been other speculation on what could be behind this?
Yeah, well, yes, glitch is an interesting word that I'm not sure about. There's lots of speculation, including that it was a testing of the system for pitfalls. There's talk of compensation, so we may see no one actually lose. So in that case, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But as we saw in the West, these markets are casinos. You use every trick in the book and beyond to play them because the profits are potentially huge. It'll be a while before we get to the bottom of this. The truth is, there's a question of if we ever do. We can just be grateful it was spotted, publicized, and any loopholes can be filled. Dodgy dealing has brought down huge finance houses and created others throughout history. But I must stress, we don't know all the details here yet.
I mean, if it did come out in the details that this was possibly a system sort of problem through, you know, some sort of design flaw, could Everbright actually control this kind of risk in the future?
Well, it's possible that the Chinese Securities and Regulatory Commission will ensure that they do. They are still testing the market, and what's proven here is that there are whistleblowers who will go to them. There are people who watch for irregularities very closely because it's their money or their clients' money, and we should just hope the Commission gets enough teeth together to deter any wrongdoing. We should also hope enough checks and balances are in place to spot and deal with unusual trading fast and nip it in the bud.
I mean, in terms of this incident, what kind of ripple effects can investors expect?
There'll be a full report and the better checks and balances system should come into place. There's no alternative that people will be compensated in this case, I think, because the system needs faith in the markets. There's enough suspicion about insider dealing, for example, as it is. They need to have the world believe that these markets are safe and companies have to behave or get severely punished if they don't. This is no small matter. We're talking billions of yuan. I'm sure you saw the suggestion a Taiwanese team are responsible. I mean, what's all that about?
Yeah.
It's all rather murky.
I mean, you know, in terms of market confidence in China, has this been a big enough incident to sort of really rock confidence in the markets here?
Well, there's pause for thought there. Financial instruments are complex affairs. Systems need testing. People will wonder about other big scandals that have gone undetected. Mm. So more tests, maybe not live, need to be conducted. There's a good and the bad thing about this particular incident. The authorities need to iron out potential faults, and we're seeing them do it here.
Okay, thank you, Mark. That's it. Mark Hughes there, Executive Business Editor of the China Daily.